Here it was. Everybody. Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, we have the shiur today. This is the last shiur till after Sukkos. And then I, Be'ez Hashem, presume that we'll start the Monday after. I mean, Yisro Chag is Wednesday, but I don't know if that's the best day to have people come back. So then Shiva starts on Thursday, so I guess we'll start on Monday, following Monday.
I've seen for a while.
You're right.
And you can talk about it, how we were in the Rebbe Sukkah like for years and
things. Okay. So last year we discussed the Machlokas Rishonim, or the Tamkikers, the Raisa, the Rabban. Which presumably means that if something is Mimbim Shein Amino, so you have, say, kosher milk and non-kosher juice fell in, orla juice, and you have Rov, but you don't have Shishim. So once you have Rov, it's Batal B'Rov, but you don't have Shishim. You don't have Shishim. So if you don't have Shishim, so then you're going to still be Margish Tatam. So the question is that halacha din deraisa din derabanan, that even though the be'en is batel, but you're not Margish Tatam, is that a din deraisa din derabanan? And we said that's a machlokes. And the nafkamin is if you have a suffix shishim. And we explained suffix in the case is nishpach, not any yodeya, l'shire, because that's. The poskim say that's called dashotim. That's not called a suffix. So then you'd have to be machmir if you don't know how to mishayer. But if it was nishpach, then you can't be mishayer anymore. So till now, the only demarcation points that we've articulated is either rov or shishim. In other words, a rov by yovish by yovish. We said chad betrays batal barov. And b'min m'shein amino, b'lach b'lach, you need shishim, and it's a machlokes whether that's a din d'raisa or din d'raban. So 2-to-1 ratio is one demarcation point. 60-to-1 ratio is another demarcation point. The question is there anything going on between 2 and 60? Is there any other significant shear between 2 and 60 that makes a halachic difference? So today we're going to learn that maybe there is a something between 2 and 60. So let's see. And that's going to be called Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Now, you all grew up learning that Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is like a time. Like you have to eat the Kezayis Matzah on Pesach, a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and you have different shitas, what that means, this amount of minutes, that amount of minutes. But kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is also a shear in taruvus. It's a proportion as well. So what do we mean? Pras is a prusa. Prusa is a half a loaf. So a loaf is 3 to 4 beitzim. A loaf is six to eight beitzim, and a pras is a chatzi loaf, so that's 3 to 4 beitzim. And if you hold, like some shitas hold, that there's 2 kezesim in a beitza, so then a chatzi a pras therefore is 6 kezesim. The six to eight kezesim. Let's say 6 for argument's sake. So then, if you have a taruvus and you have rov, but you don't have kezesim, but it's still like a 3-to-1 ratio of kosher to non-kosher, or 4-to-1 ratio. So that's still called a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, because it's one kezayis But once you have a more than that, then you don't have a kezayis b'chilas pras. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol shetama u'mamosho osur, v'lokin alav, v'zeo kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. So that's a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, meaning, so if you only have a 2-to-1 ratio of kosher to non-kosher, you have rov, a 3-to-1, a 4-to-1, a 5-to-1. So you still have kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. But once you, beyond that, you have a 7-to-1, 8-to-1, 10-to-1, it's no longer kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, even though you don't have shishim. So the question is, what's the significance of this? What's the significance of kezayis b'chtei achilas pras? I thought that until you have shishim, it's not going to be batal. So then what's the significance of a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras? So that, now, the way we normally understand kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is also in terms of time, right? That, which, you know, people always think that you have to rush the matzah, you have to rush the matzah because you have to kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. But like Rav Shechter pointed out, in essence, it's a very long shear. That means you only have to eat one kezayis in the time that it takes to eat six kezayisim. So you're getting sixth the amount of time. But the point, like Rav Shechter pointed out, if you have big kezayisim, then obviously then you get more time. In other words, because it's harbo hatalia, because the whole idea of kezayis v'achilas pras is to eat one in the time that it takes to eat, takes time to eat six. So if you're eating steadily, as Rav Shechter pointed out, you can't go wrong. So I'm talking to Rav Feinstein, you can't go wrong. If you're talking in the middle, it's a different story. But then it's also in terms of a quantity of a proportion. Okay? So I'm Rav Yochanan Kol Shetamo Moshe Osir Alav Vezeo Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. So then the question is, so what's the shear then? What is the significance of this? Because if you hold you need shishim midoraisa, so shishim is the cutoff point. Right? So what's kezayis v'achilas pras? What's the significance of that? And if you hold shishim is the rabbanon, so it's the rabbanon. So rov is the cutoff point. So what's this other shear in the middle? So the Beis Yosef on page 4. Says the Aval Gav the Sover Rashi, the Leis Leila Rava Tamki Iker Bechulin. He doesn't hold from Tamki Iker. That's Rashi Sheet that we learned last time. Hani Milik She Ain't Shem Elatamo Shel Iser Bavad Velo Mamasho Al Kjesham Tamo Uma Masho Dainu Ki Iste Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras Shita De Midaraisa Osur Milke Olay. In other words, Rashi Shita is that's only if there's tam. Say, for example, you cooked meatballs together with rice, and there's a kezayis of meatballs and a kezayis of rice. Well, say there's two kezayisim of rice and one kezayis of meatball, treif meatball, and then you cook it together and you remove the meatball afterwards. So there's no mamashus. There's just tam. But you have rov because the tam is only kefi the be'en. So the be'en was a kezayis, so it only exudes a tam of kezayis, but the rice has two kezayisim. So there, says the Beis Yosef, that's when Rashi would say that once you have rov, then it's okay. But if you have a situation where like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, that say a something fat dissolves, non-kosher fat dissolves in the food. So then you had the be'en there also. So then we say that rov is not enough, and then you need at least a 6-to-1 ratio to so it won't be a kazayis b'chei. You have more than a 6-to-1, 7-to-1 ratio, so you won't have a kazayis b'chei achilas pras. So then. So then you need the shear. Then there's a significance of the shear. That you need, it's not enough to have rov, because as long as you don't have a 7-to-1 ratio, say, so it's still the tam is nirgash. So apparently there are two levels of tam. There's the tam of shishim. This is considered tamo mamasho, meaning if you still have kazayis b'achilas pras, so then we say that you still have the tam and you still have the mamashos, even though there's rov. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. So then, if you don't have, if you still have kazayis b'chelchilas pras, so it's still going to be an issa daraisa, even according to Shitas Rashi, unless there was only tam, like you cooked a meatball. It's not that it was nimoach, but you cooked the meatball with the rice, and then you remove the meatball. Then you just have tam. So then, as long as you have rov, you finished with the rice. You're okay, and the shishim is only the rabban. But if you have mamashus in it, so then the shear is kazayis b'chdei achilas pras.
Is the kazayis relative to the kosher mixture, or like is it absolute, or is it?
So if you still have, in other words, you have a 2-to-1 ratio, 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1, 6-to-1, still going to be aser midaraisa. Then once you don't have the kazayis b'chdei achilas pras anymore, 7-to-1, 8-to-1, so then it's only going to be in this derabbanan. So then you don't have tamo mamoshav. That's the Beis Yosef's approach to Rashi. The Milchas Kohen, on page 5, the Milchas Kohen is a classic sefer. Well, he was a rav in Amsterdam, right? Reish Masifta, the Keser Torah, Amsterdam. So he wrote the sefer Milchas Kohen. And there are three parts to it. One part he wrote on Hilchas Beit HaShmashos, on the Machloka, Beit HaTam, and that about when is Beit HaShmashos. That's one part of the Sefer. The other part of the Sefer is Hilchas Tarovis. And then the third part of the Sefer is what? I think on Shia and Hachzara, if I'm not mistaken. Bishul Vinyanim. In Shabbos. So that's I never knew till I was learning Bishul Lidia that you had that third part, because it's usually only printed with the first two parts, I think, but there's also a third part. But those are the two, Beit HaShmashos and Tarovis. I don't know, maybe he explained somewhere why he picked these two topics to. But it's a classic sefer. It's quoted in the Pri Megadim. It's it's a very chashuv sefer, the Milchas Kohen. Very chashuv. So you gotta have a Milchas Kohen. So he takes issue with the Beis Yosef. He says, I don't get it. No, once there's rov. So it's batal. So what's this kazayis b'chdei achilas pras? That there's still midaraisa of a lokin alav. So he says, once you have rov, that should be it. That's what he writes on the top, on the left side. He quotes the Beis Yosef that we just saw. He writes, Rashi, because of the birish, the rov ain't tam ki yikir min ator mi deraisa beruva bartov, v'kem shah izun is badal berov heter, echi yasun min ator, kol shakein echi yilke alav, afil yochal kazayis min ha'isa b'chtei achil is pras, afil yochal kol hader. He says he doesn't understand. Because if that Raja feel like I'm an Israel roof, they can spot in a look at them in also on Midra Bonham. So I thought rope should be enough. So he writes on page 6 on the bottom on the left side where the arrow is. So he says, this Gemara of Tamo Maosho ain't a right Gemara negadats Rosh ki yifarsha mayrusha isuhu be'en v'nosin tam b'kedera v'lachay nikra Tamo Maosho shmini Rabbi Yochanan shim ochal kezayis mena isur who be'en him hetem uravi mobuchtechi was prashachai malchus af she'en kizayis mena isa nechal bevasachas aval tamma beloma masho hainu she'isu nimoach heinu be'en ein lokin lo b'shum minyan ein also midrabon. So he says like this, the two midaraisa, the only thing that concerns me is rov, that's it. Midrabon, there's a din of shishim. So what's this 6-to-1 ratio thing? So he says, no, let's talk about something else. The best mashal given is the raisin challah mashal. Right? Say you have raisin challah. So you can have two types of raisin challah. A lot of types of raisin challah. But one is that they just put 4 raisins in the whole challah. And the other is there's a lot. So the question is like this. Say you had the raisins with treif. Say the raisins were treif. And there's not so many raisins in the whole thing. So you're not going to be able to eat it. If you eat, in other words, say you don't pick out the raisins. You just eat the bread. So if it's not going to be kezayis b'chleach b'chleach pras of raisins, right? So then you're not going to be, you'll never get malchus for it, because you'll never be able to eat a kezayis in the time that eats a pras, because with every, in other words, you if you eat 6 kezayisim, you won't even get of bread. You won't even get to a kezayis of, because there are not so many raisins of raisins. And if you eat more, it'll be after the zman. So, but then, what if it's more dense, right? So then you have a lot of raisins there. So then, if you have In every 6 kezayisim, there's a kezayis worth of raisins. So then, if you eat enough, you'll eat a kezayis of raisins of isser. So the same thing over here. In other words, the reason why there's a concept of tamo v'mosho kezayis b'lechilas pras is talking about that the isser is be'en, is nikar. So mail, it's not bottle. So then it's only a technicality. Can I eat enough a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras to get an isser malchus or not? Rashi says rov. Yeah, but rov is talking about when it's einu nikar isser. Here it's nikar isser. So it's nikar isser, so it's not bottle. So then technically, will I be able to eat a kezayis in the zman of achilas pras? So it depends how dense or how sparse the raisins are in the mixture. Well, as Rabbi Tugman pointed out, this is an ukimta in the Gemara to say that that's the case. So then according to that this Gemara really has nothing to do with the regular dinim of bittel, because it's nikar issu. So then nikar issu is a totally different thing. That's why, as Rabbi Tugman pointed out, that's why the Beis Yosef didn't want to subscribe to this thing and say no. And the Rabbi Tugman pointed out, even Rashi himself quotes that Gemara. So there are problems with this Michas Cohen, even though it's, in a certain way, it's an easy approach doesn't mean that it's the correct approach, as Rabbi Tovin pointed out. But in other words, but that's so that's a machlokes Beis Yosef and Minchas Kohen within Shitas Rashi. What's the significance of Kedayis Pdechilas Pras? Is it? It's only talking about that whole sugi is talking about that there's a be'en that's in the taruvus that you're not getting out. So then, are you going to be violating this of the rice or not? That's how the Minchas Kohen. So then, Mele, when it's Einu Be'en, then the only two things that concern me are Rov and Midaraisa and Shishim Midraban. And according to the Minchas Kohen, Beis Yosef, no, it's talking about Einu Be'en, but if it's very concentrated, then even if you have a Rov, up to Kazayas Be'achilas Pras, we'll view that as a din of Tam on a Daraisa level, and then Tam of Mamasho. And then after that, as we were talking about that, and after that it'll only be a din d'rabban. Yes, Brian.
In the example from the Minchas Kohen, you're eating the kezias of the Isser, or you're eating the kezias of the entire parable?
In other words, if you'll eat a kezias of Isser, then you'll violate an Isser d'raisa and you'll get Malchus. So, you might have to eat the whole pras in order to get a kezias, because it's spread out. But it's not that spread out. In other words, sometimes it's so spread out that even if you'll eat the whole pras, you won't get a kezias, or you'll get the kezias after the zman of achilas pras, which therefore you won't violate.
Okay, so if you're eating 6 bites of challah, then if you're not eating...
Well, who's prat?
You want? Minchas Kohen.
Minchas Kohen is saying that if you'll eat enough of the challah that you'll eat a kezias worth of raisins, which if assuming the raisins were treif in a case like that, then you'll get malchus. And if it's so spread out that even if you'll eat the whole pras, you won't get to a kezias, you'll have to eat 2 prasim to get to a kezias, then you won't get malchus because it's too spread out. But that's only talking about Nikar Isser, because if they know Nikar Isser, it's already bottle after Rove, there won't be any Isser Daraisa. The Rambam as well discusses, again, so basically what we're doing here today is trying to understand where this new Kezayis Be'achilas Pras thing, against, Tarovus, where that fits in to our previous discussion, when the only thing we talked about was Rov and Shishim. Now we're giving you another shear, another demarcation point between Rov and Shishim. So the Rambam writes, Dover Osir, page 7, Shenes Arev B'Dover Mutu Bim Sheinu Minu V'Nosin Tam Mim B'Minu Sheyef Shal Amod Al Tamu Yivatel B'Rov. You had some non-kosher fat that was in the lentils, got melted in the lentils. So the question of what to do. So Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, in Halacha Beis, look at Halacha Gimel, Ketzer. If there's a kezayis in every three beitzim that you'll scoop out, you'll get a kezayis. Hold yeshbim kezayis menachel of lokesh reitam isum mamashokayim. Aval pachas misholosh beitzim makin also makas mardus midivreim. In other words, the simple pshat, and the way Rabbi Sauer explained it years ago, is that like this, that, and we'll see based on the Rambam Hilchos Nozer, that we thought till now that the demarcation point between the Rais and the Rabbanon is Rov. So the Rambam says, no, Rov is not the demarcation point. Kezayis B'Achilas Pras is the demarcation point. Right, so if you have a Kezayis B'Achilas Pras, that's going to be an Issa D'Rais to eat. And if you eat a kezayis, you'll violate a deraisa. kazayis of isra. Once you have kazayis pechil pras, that's what? That's only the rabbanon. That's only the rabbanon. And the point being, if you look at the Rambam, he writes this as well on page 9 in Hilchos Nazir. Chenim shor pito b'yayin raya revius yayin b'chtei kras menapas. Say you took a piece of bread and the Nazir soaked it in wine, and there's a revius within the pras, so that you will okay. Valze kayotzi bo nemar b'tor chol mishras anovim. So the way Rabbi Sal pointed out is the Pasuk Pshat in the Rambam is that we learned last week that Tamki Iker Mishras says don't follow Rov, follow Shishim. Don't follow Rov, follow Shishim. So the Rambam, as Rabbi Sal pointed out, is learning no. The Chiddush of Mishras is don't follow Rov, but follow Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras. So up to a Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras, if you have a 2-to-1 ratio, 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1, 6-to-1, you're still going to be an Issa Daraisa. Once it's less than a Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, that means even if you eat the Pras, you won't get a Kazayis, then it's an Issa Darabonim. Instead of saying Tamki Iker Daraisa means up to Shishim, Tamki Iker Daraisa means up to Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. As Rabbi Sam pointed out, and that's good for the chiddush of Mishras. Mishras moves the bar. The bar normally achare Rabbi Mahatos. So don't move the bar from the way we said last week is by Tam by Mimishay and Umino. We move the bar from Rov and we move it to Shishim. So he says no. Don't move the bar there. Move the bar to Kedzayichleachias Pras. But after that, once you have a 7-to-1 ratio, 8-to-1 ratio, then that's only a din derabbanan up to shishim, and then after shishim, then it's gonna, once you have shishim, so then it'll be a batal gamri. Then there won't even be a din derabbanan.
Rashi's Rambam Rashi applying to have a quantity of food, because if there is a kesayis b'chei achilas pras, right? Like you wouldn't have a 1-to-2 ratio. But it's only two
kazayis in full, wouldn't be
a
kazayis there. You just
don't have kazayis there. There's no kazayis there. If there is, but the ratio is such that if it would keep growing, it would have kazayis there. Would be a kazayis. Would that be split the rabbanon to them?
Say again, and we'll follow.
Say I have a 1-to-2 ratio, such that if I had more of the food, there would be kazayis there. There's only kazayis in the whole thing. So they would say the
Tashkent Sadhguru
the Malkus or the Malkus.
Well, you wouldn't get Malkus.
Yeah.
But it could be still.
Then Tom said, you might say, you do.
We're not up to Rabbein Tom, right? I didn't see Rabbein Tom yet.
Meaning, there's generally that there's bits, he holds bits of Baruch, he doesn't
hold. Right, in other words, he holds that the Chiddush of Mimbashay Numino is that Rove is not the. In other words, normally the Rov is the cutoff point for Bittel. Now we're saying Mimim Shein Amino, so Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras is the cutoff point.
Can you have Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras, meaning the Tam of Kazayis? You have Tam of Kazayis of Tam Isser in a Pras of Heter.
Right, then, so then there's a din of Tam Kiker.
But less than that,
then it's only the Rabbanim. That was a different. That's the simple pshat. See, what I did last week is I gave you the standard Rashi. It was a methodology of presentation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we first just speak about the two extremes, the concept of Rov and Shishim. That's all there is in the world. And it's Shishim Daraisa Din Rabban. Now we're adding a new idea that is Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras. The Gemara says something about that. So the Milchas Kohen throws that out because he says that Gemara is only talking about when Nikar Isser. So it's not Nikar Isser. So with the Milchas Kohen, we can go home now because because Nikar Isser is the only thing that's talking about Nikar Isser. It's Eino Nikar Isser. We all, the only thing we care about is Rov and Shishim. But that's only the Mechas Kohen. Others disagreed. Mechas Kohen within Shitas Rashi. But there are other Rishonim that are going to say differently. So now we saw that the Rambam Shita is that the Din D'Oraisa of, the way Rabbi Sauer explained it, is the Din D'Oraisa of Mishras says that the cutoff point is going to be K'dei Achilas Pras. Once you don't, K'zayis B'dei Achilas Pras. Once you don't have that anymore, because you have an 8-to-1 ratio or something like that, so then it'll be still an Issa D'Rabbanan up till Shishim, and once you have Shishim, then it won't even be an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Chiddush of Mishras, last week we said the Chiddush of Mishras is that to take the bar from Rov and put it to Shishim. And we'll see, there are Rishonim that hold like that. But the Rambam perhaps only moves the bar a little bit.
So last week we talked about, when I have a suffix derisus, regarding Nishbach.
Right.
So saying, according to the Rambam, if you have Mimshin Amino, and you have Suffate, meaning you have Rov, but I have Suffate whether I had Shishim, so that's even, according to the Restaurant, even though I hold Tam Kikra, that's still only Din Rabbanu. And it should be Matir Nishbach.
Right. If it's a Suffate Shishim. If you divide had Kazai Tefers,
so
within the Rambam.
So
only
saying
within the Rambam.
So why isn't that?
But the Rambam is not necessarily
the
quoted.
Scale in Suffolk, meaning maybe Rashi, meaning.
But maybe we don't follow the Rambam.
Meaning Nifal Gamri.
Yeah, that's not.
Meaning he doesn't even work into the Suffolk.
Yeah.
Maybe Rashi, maybe in time, okay, we'll be marking it. But even like that, it's the Raisa.
Right. So, right. No, Beis Yosef is only speaking, he's explaining Shitas Rashi, that Shitas Rashi is, according to the Beis Yosef, Rashi and Rashi are the same, right.
It says it.
Yeah. Now comes the Rush on page 11. And he quotes the opinion of Rav Chaim Cohen. So again, he's dealing with the same problem he's grappling with. What's the Daraisa and what's the Darabana? You understand? Is it Rov? Is it Shishim? In other words, that's why last week I just presented the polar opinions. And now, because I wanted that to sink in first. And now we can get more nuanced. Now we're adding in another monkey wrench to the equation. Rav Chaim Zal Pirish Da'ayri Shapir B'min B'Shein Omino V'tamo Moshe Korshish G'zayis B'chei Achilis Pras Da'az Havi Kimo Mamoshel Shal Isser Kevin Shish Kokach bin a Isser Shiptochil is Prasoch Gazais Nasal Kulo Isser. Vogel men Gazais Loke. The Kazina Gabi Isis Ores Gazais Men Yossi de Gavos of Lahakil, but Tamil Monosho Hain Hek the Lake Gazais Mechlias Vasov, Vishanosan Isser. Tam Beheter, Ein Lokin Alov, Avogav the Tam Kiker, Yofin Mikra, Stabiloma, the Hadach Mirat, Tom Sinus Tam Shal Isser Beheter, Lohovcho, La Isser, Sheheter, Kokach Yosel Isser, Shimaya Isser Be'en, Feniker, Betacha Heter, Polona Sinus Tam, Loya Loka Love, the Hainu, Fiosim Echte Achilles Pras. So Chaim Cohen saying like this. Dr. Chaim Cohen. No, the significance of Kazayis B'chiyachilis Pras is a new thing. There is a concept in this whole discussion of Heter Nishapech Lios Isser. Say, for example, you have kosher food, kosher vegetables, and you have non-kosher fat that got melted in. Okay? And you don't have shishim. So the tam is going to be nirgash. You don't have shishim, the tam is going to be nirgash. And if what we said last week, that's a machlokes, whether that's going to be an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabbanon. But let me ask you a question. Let's assume that it's din d'araisa. You need shishim d'araisa, like we said last week. You need shishim d'araisa. Not like what we're saying the Rambam holds. You need shishim d'araisa. So it's going to be an issa d'araisa. But say you only ate one kezias of the vegetables that have now tam of chaylev in them as well. Would you get malchus? Would you get malchus? Because lemaisa, you didn't eat a whole kezias of chaylev. You only ate one kezias of food, of vegetables that had chaylev nimoach in them. So you only ate one kezias of food. So physically, on a physical, scientific plane, you ate part of your kezias was chaylev, and part of your kezias was what? Was vegetable. So l'chora, you violated an iser d'araisa, but the name of your iser d'araisa is called what? Chatzishir. Because you didn't eat the whole thing. So comes Reb Chaim Cohen and says the following, that the chiddush of the Gemara of kezias b'chdei achilas pras d'araisa means that doesn't mean that that's the cutoff point. Shishim is the cutoff point for between d'araisa and d'rabbanan. But the chiddush is if it's kezias b'chdei achilas pras, so even if you only ate one kezias and the kezias physically is vegetable and chaylev, but the heter is nishapech lios. So since it's so concentrated that even if you'll eat just what? One physical kezias, you'll get malchus. Even though in Mitzias you didn't eat a full kezias of chaylev. But the chiddush haTorah of kezias v'chdei achilas pras is that it's so concentrated, the chiddush of Rav Yochanan, that's called tamu mamasho. So therefore, you did a maisa achila, like your salvation said, you did a maisa achila of a kezias, and there was a tam chaylev, so you get malchus, even though in the reality, you only ate less than a chatzi kezias of chaylev. But if you had a 10 to 1 ratio, say you had a 10 to 1 ratio, so it's not kezias chaylev pras, so it's going to be an issa d'araisa, because you need shishim, so up to shishim, it's still an issa d'araisa, but unless you eat a full kezias of chaylev, you won't get malchus. And you'll only, it'll only be a derabbanan once you have shishim. So the chilek between kezayis b'chayach liyas pras, in contrast to not kezayis b'chayach liyas pras, is that within kezayis b'chayach liyas pras, you say what? Heter nishapech liyos iser. After kezayis b'chayach liyas pras, you don't say it. This is a new.
Right, it's not like a.
This is a new concept. This we never introduced this before. That there's one concept of when something is batal. But then, I'll be pashtus. Even if something's not batal, you still have to eat a kezias of the iser to get malchus, because malchus is a kezias. So the chiddush is no. Sometimes it's so concentrated, we'll say that even though the taste is so nirgash in the whole, like Rav Salvation said, the taste is so nirgash in the whole kezias of heter, that even eating the kezias of heter, since the tam is so concentrated, you'll get malchus alone. But you only say that if it's very concentrated, says Rav Chaim Cohen. If it's not very concentrated, even though it's not batel, you don't have shishim, you won't say heten is hapech, and then if you only eat a kezias of food, which is part vegetable, part chaylev, it'll only be an iser chatzi shir. And that is Rav Chaim Cohen. Okay. Now, the Rush claims, there's another shita. Because again, so let's work, say, for a second, say, so with say. Okay, in other words, we have Shitas Rashi, according to Michas Cohen, that the Rove is the only thing. After Rove, it's all the Rabban, according to Michas Cohen. Okay? Then the Shitas Rambam is that no, it's the Raisa up to Kazaych Techius Pras, and then after that, it's only the Rabbanim. But even according to the Rambam, even Kazaych Techius Pras, you have to eat a full Kazayas of Isser. There's no din of Nishapech in the Rambam. And then Reb Chaim Cohen says, no, the rice is up to Shishim, but Kazayich Techius Pras is Nishapech. And now, the final Shita, there's actually one more Shita, is the Rosh's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh wants a claim in Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is our person from last week that says Shishim. So the Chiddush that the Rosh is going to a tribute to Rabbeinu Tam is not only up to Shishim is Daraisa, but up to Shishim you say Heten Sapech Lios Issa. So if you have a 50-1 ratio and you only of vegetables to Chalev, 50-1 ratio, and you only ate one physical Kazayis, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you get Malkus.
It's like taking the Svar of Chaim Cohen but saying it's not.
Right, in the same sort of Chaim Cohen,
it's like Shishim is that thing.
Is that thing. Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam ki ikru b'mimishay numina d'raisa, the Chavon shenosan isu Tam beheter nepach kulo lios isur. V'lokin alav b'kezayis, ki ilo hava kulo isur. So that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the biggest chumrah. That's the biggest chumrah. That he, as long as there's shishim, as long as there's no shishim, and you eat what? One kezayis, that's it. You violated an iser deraisa. Yeah.
Do we need kezayis?
No ban. It's not ban. It's. Well, that's where we'll come up. That's the next. And there's one more shita on page 3 in Tosfos of Yosef Merlins on page 3. Rav Rabbi Yosef Merlins, I am a farish. Avogav the tam kikah the raisa luloki atam. Afilu shalom mimino. Rabbi Yochanan Sover luki. Rabbi Kiva the yolef tam kikah bigulay akum. Lege ele eseta davir beish. The matzich libim vagolo. The Vimir Lines says no. Tamki Iker could be Daraisa. But you know what? Once you have Rov, it's bottle the food, but then you still magish the Tam. So there's a din Daraisa up to Shishim. But he says that's only an Isser essay. Because you don't get any Malkus after Rov. Because the Tamki Iker just says it's an Isser Tam. So the Isser Tam is just like is learned out, one of the sources of, is learned out, maybe he learns that's the Iker source of Heksha Kalim. Heksha Kalim is a Mrs. essay. So if you don't do it, you violated this essay. So therefore, whenever you'll have a question of Tam, it'll only be an Isser essay. So once it's Rove, it's bottle. You still march gives your tam. So the Torah asked tam. The Torah asked tam as an Isser essay. Isser essay means, like Rabbi Abel once explained, that it's a Torah prohibition. Usually, Torah prohibitions are formulated low, right? This is a Torah prohibition that's formulated in a positive form. Be machshir the keli. So, why? So you shouldn't eat tam. Or like some say, like Rabbi Eilam pointed out, or Soloveitchik discussed, like some say Tashbitsu maybe is an Isser essay, not a Mitzvah essay. It's an Isser. Get rid of Chametz. Why? Not that you need to get rid of Chametz. You shouldn't have Chametz, like the Minchas Chinuch discusses. He wants to make a machlokas rishonim. Maybe if you don't have chametz, is there an issue that you should go buy chametz before Pesach and destroy it? Oh no, I'm better. I don't have the chametz. Noch besser. I need to buy the chametz and destroy it. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to make that into machlokas rishonim. But Pashtus is no. It's not like tefillin. You have to wear tefillin. Yeah, you have to destroy chametz. No, if you don't have chametz, good for you. Life is easier then. So here the Torah is saying you can't have tam, and I guess he's learning the main. See, if you learn that from Mishras, so that's a lav Mishras lo socho. But if he's saying that the main makor is from hechshakelim, so hechshakelim, the Torah doesn't say al lo tevashel b'kli sheyesh bo b'li asisa. No, the Torah says b'mach shakelim. So according to the Rimei lines, it's all an iser essay. So, but it'll still be a daraisa up to shishim. If you taste the tam, you violated this iser essay. But then Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you're right. It's an iser essay. But the pshat iser essay is that tells me it's not a separate iser. Tells me don't when it's mimimeshein amino, don't rely on rov. So once the Torah saying don't rely on rov, so now you're back with your original iser. That's called adrenal isur kama. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Now the concept that Rabbeinu Tam says heter nishapek, that's only found in the rush of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Yeah, if it's mimimino, then there's no tam. That's clearly only this whole discussion that we're having today and last time is only mimimino. If it's mimimino, then the even Rabbeinu Tam, it's only mimimino. Mimimino is no tam. It's not tam. There's nothing.
If it's nicker according to Rabbeinu Tam, then even mimimino would be a problem. If you take out the nicker. Take it out, if it was there,
then it wouldn't be no tam. Say again? Rabbeinu Tam,
if there was a
be'en,
and then you took it out, would that be, for him, would that be no
tam? If you cooked a be'en, a non-kosher meat, with rice.
Yeah, then you need shishim.
Right. But that's not mimbamino, that's mimashenumino. Because you cooked. You. Meat with rice. Those are two different species. That's mimishenu mino.
Oh, it was two types of meat.
Two types of meat that tastes the same. So that's Rabbeinu Tam would say that the requirement of shishim is only midraban. Once you have rov, you're okay, and midraban you need shishim. But that's only midraban. This whole concept, the Rabbeinu Tam says it's the daraisa. And heter nishapech is only when there's tam. There's only tam when the iser tastes differently than the heter. Because the whole idea is, but his chiddush is that even if you don't eat a real mamushus of pure physical iser, it's still going to be midaraisa. Okay.
Here I say, Rabbeinu Tam.
Where are you reading? What page?
It was in the other pack. It was in yesterday.
Show it to me. Shame stuff. No, I don't remember them. What was it right there? I don't see it. Benogu ha'am k'rabbeinu tam ben mim b'mino b'mino debatal b'shishim midrabanan
d'oraisa
ben b'tam k'ikashu d'oraisa that's ben mim she'inu mino
ben mim
b'mino Where's the dollar? Where's the dollar going to? Where's this dollar just from the other side? We have to see what he's referring to. Mimbamino, what's Nogu Amka Rabbeinu Tam Ben Mimbamino, the Batal Beshishim? No, that's a separate issue. It could be there's a sheet out there that says that you don't need shishim b'mimbamino. So he's saying no, you do need shishim.
No.
It could be there's a sheet that says that b'mimbamino you don't even need shishim. So then he says no. That you need shishim midrabanan, and then kirabeinu tam that mimashenu mino that you need shishim midaraisa. But maybe there's a sheet out there that holds that mimamino you don't need shishim midrabanan even. So he says no. Rabbeinu tam says you need shishim by mimamino, but that's midrabanan. And then mimatam kigashu daraisa. So he writes beferish. So who daraisa on the mimashenu mino?
Yeah, I guess I'm
sure. Okay, now look in the Torah. On page 12, says the Torah, "Mi upeirish Rabbeinu Tam." The mimbamino kaven sheino nosim bo tam min haTorah batal barov el shachachom min hitzrichu shishim. Chachom say you need shishim. V'shalo. Bimina also min haTorah shishim. El she'el olkin alav asher bo kol kach min esot sheim tov kol arba beitzim. El she'el olkin alav ad she'he bo kol kach min esot sheim bo tov kol arba beitzim mehetek gzayis min haeser. Vaz chayev al kol gzayis mimeno. So the Torah says that what? What is he saying? Like he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam to what we said is Rav Chaim Cohen. Right? So he's saying we call that Rav Chaim Cohen. So the Beis Yosef says at the bottom, Avol Pisha Mishem Rabbeinu Chaim Kosef Arosh. He didn't say that from Rabbeinu Tam. He said that Rav Chaim Cohen. Kosef Arosh had the time of Moshe Karli Yesh Bo Kuzak Vechiyas Pras. Welcome to the Lo nimna Rabbeinu mikosu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam b'shem demashma d'linyan dino lo plig Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Chaim. In other words, he said like this: the Torah said it from Rabbeinu Tam. It's really Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. But in the end of the day, there's no halachic difference. I mean, meaning like this: the Torah, you know, my friend Rabbi Yehuda Galinsky. You know Rabbi Yehuda Galinsky? He's the son of Ramala Galinsky? Anyone? Yeah. Went to Shalavim? Went to Shalavim here. Ramala Galinsky or Ramala Galinsky? So he was the Nahal of Shalavim. So his son is a friend of mine, Dr. Yehuda Galinsky. So he wrote a doctorate on the tour. So he told me that basically his idea was part of that the tour was like the kids are safer for that generation. Like, you have all these books that come out now. I mean, he's a Rishon, so I'm not putting him on the same level. But, you know, every generation has these kids of books, you know, a pamphlet, so you know what to look, you know. So the Torah, that was the... So the Torah wouldn't necessarily care. In other words, the Torah was just telling you, it's Aser Midoraisa. Because the Torah wasn't giving out Malkus. So it didn't make a difference. Is it midin heter nishapech or is it not midin heter nishapech? The ma'aseh is still going to be a nisa d'oraisa, and you're going to suffer d'oraisa l'chumra, even on a, you know. So you're right. Rabbeinu Tam is the one that says it's nishapech. Reb Chaim that it only is hapik because she that Reb Chaim Cohen says the one is hapik, but the nishapik issue that's only relevant for giving malchus. So the Torah wasn't so machpid because it's a that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. I should show him this as a riot to his thesis and his doctorate. He came last year. Did anyone go hear him speak? He came last year to speak about the concept of when the Jews didn't put on tefillin for like many, many years. We discussed this in my shiurim in the Suin last year. That the pasuk says Efer Tachas Pe'er. That there was the reason why you put Efer on the chosin is because that's the makom of the Pe'er. So now if for Avelis you put Efer Tachas Pe'er. But they said they stopped doing the minhag of the Efer. Because why? Because they weren't putting on the Rishon, you know, the poskim say this, because they stopped putting on the Pe'er. So then they didn't put the Efer. So that's when they started, some say, to break the glass, because they wanted to do something. You see, really, the main thing was the Efer Tachas Pe'er. So then, but they weren't putting on tefillin, so it wasn't Efer Tachas Pe'er. So then they started putting, breaking the glass, and then we saw the Maril said the old menig was that the chassid would take a cup and he would throw it on the wall, he would smash it on the wall. That was the old menig. We don't have that menig this month. Okay, so that's what the Beis Yosef said. And but comes the Vilna Gaon. Shows the Vilna Gaon page. On page 17. He's not so the Beis Yosef wasn't so mocked, but the Vilna Gaon is very into saying bottom line. V'toz sofer b'tor. This is the mistake in the tour. Or you never know, a tof and a ches could be very easily, for the scholars, we should try to get the original manuscript of the Torah and see, what it look like. So that's the thing. Okay. Rabosai, I want to say like this. I think maybe we should. Now there's going to be a whole. I think we should stop now, is my opinion. Because to go this is going to take us another 40 minutes or so, and it's going to be. So maybe digest this. And.
You do this because you don't have until after something.
What?
So we're not going to until after something, so it's a little longer.
You want me to do the whole thing now? I can do the whole thing now. I mean, I just thought.
It's too much.
We don't have to share until 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, we'll go on a little bit. Okay. So, take a look on page 18. There's a kasha from the Chazon Ish. A kasha from the Chazon Ish on page 18. The Chazon Ish denies. Let me show you what he writes on page 19 for a second. For the dramatics here. Dramatic society. He says, Hine, Lomatzinu le'echad min harishonu shesover Heter mishapech lios iser betam ki ikir beleka gezayis b'dechilas pras. Look at that line. He says there's no rishon that says heter mishapech lios iser if you don't have gezayis b'dechilas pras. So what is he saying? So he's denying. He's saying there's no such Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying you can't say such a thing. It's untenable to say such a thing. In other words, the way I presented it to you, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That up to Shishim, you say Hetin Sapech. And he's saying, no, there's no Rishon in the world that says such a thing. Lo Matzin, and he says it's a Beferish Gemara that you can't say such a thing. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara is on page 18 in Tzadich HaSavar Aleph. It says, "Ahu palga the zaysa the tarba the nafla b'dikula the bisra." There was a chatzi kezayis of chaylev that fell into a pot of cholent, a pot of meat. Sovemar barvashi l'shirei betlosin palgi zaysa. So he thought that all you need is shloshim. Manushir, not shishim, just shloshim. Because it's only chatzi shir. So maybe chatzi shir, you don't need a shir bittel of shishim. Shloshim is good enough. So they said back to him, shloshim of chatzi shirs. So 30 times that chatzi shir. Yeah. So he said to him, you shouldn't be so mezalzel in the shiurim derabanan. For old, chatzi shir is a din d'oraisa. So the chazanish asked the kasha, how, if it's true that Rabbeinu Tam holds hetin is hapech, so that it's not chatzi shir, because if it wasn't batal b'shishim, so that chatzi kezayis of chaylev is tam is nirgash, and therefore if you eat of kezayis, you should violate the iser of tam kiger deraisa hetin is hapech. So why does the gemara call it chatzi shir? Michael, it's not chatzi shir, because you don't have shishim, right? So you don't have shishim, as he said, you just have to make sure there's shloshim. But if you don't have shishim, then the tam is nirgash. So the tam is nirgash, so then this chatzi shir is nirgash. So if you eat a kezayis of this mixture, so the chora, you should violate the nisa daraisa of shir sholim. So why is the Gemara calling it chatzi shir? It shouldn't be chatzi shir. If you hold like Reb Chaim Cohen, then it's fine. Because according to Reb Chaim Cohen, well, once there's no kezayis b'chei achilas pras anymore, then you don't say hetin is hapech. But according to this alleged Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh quotes, that you say hetin is hapech even up to shishim, so then you should say it over here as well. So the Chazanish says, you see by the fact that the Gemara says it's still a din chatzi shir, that the only shita of hetin is hapech is the Reb Chaim Cohen shita. There is no other shita. There is no Rabbeinu Tam. It doesn't exist. The Rosh quotes it. The Rosh doesn't mean it. The Rosh, no such thing. So let's look inside. He says the Gemara Aruchahi Chulin Tzadiches Palga the Zaysa the Tarbid Amad Lo Tzalza B'Shirud Rabbanu V'Chazis Rosh Ben Torah. He means it. Hamchi Iker Had the Mesamel Yisr Halo Yeshkan Shir Sholim. Yeah. So the Chazanish claims that this kasha is unanswerable, and therefore there's no answer, and therefore the Rabbein Tam never really said it, then the Rosh is quoting it, but it's really not so. And so.
He admits
that
Rosh says it.
That's the only source that we have of this. We have Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosus, but we don't have him saying this thing. So the only source we have is this Rush.
Let's just say that the whole thing is din chatishir deraisa. So that then malchus, but it's deraisa.
No, but he's saying. So how do we answer this? So there are a couple of ways to answer this. So the Chazanish will answer it, that there's no answer. That's the answer. You know, whatever Chazanish said was Chazanish is very Ian safer. You can't learn Chazanish by leaning back in bed and taking a Chazanish is very, every line in the Chazanish was thought through, like Ian Gadol. You know, it's not like just a simple vort or something like that. Chazanish was everything is. Is tachlis ha'in chazanish. Okay, so there are a couple of mahalchim if you want to argue with the chazanish. So one mahalach I think I saw in the Binyan Yaakov is to assume the following. Take a look at the Ran on page 23. So the bottom line, the Ran writes, the last five lines of the page, right? Chelev v'hade bosa min b'mino hi. The meaning? Well, so that's it. And so the Shulchan Aruch, Chelev and bosa. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the first din of Shulchan Aruch in Taruvus. Yisru to serve the head of mim shein amino go chelev shein to serve the bosa. So in other words, chelev and bosa. Is that the same? You know, meat has fat, but the meat part and the fat part. We're going to have a whole pack and a whole discussion. How do you define what's called mim b'mino? Is it bosa shma, bosa taima? Right, the whole discussion. The Shulchan Aruch writes beferish that chelev that goes into meat is called mim shein amino. But the Vilna Gaon points out that. But the Ran says it's called mim b'mino, and he quotes that Gemara. Hukazay said the Tarba. We Tarba my Shaykh by the. So I think the Sefer Binyan Yaakov writes. So if you assume like that, then the whole kasha of the Chazanish is not a kasha, because the whole kasha of the Chazanish is how come the Gemara calls that Chatzishir, but mim amino is mim shein amino has been no same time since hapech, so it's a shir shalom already. So kushami karolesa that's called mim amino because it's the chelev of an animal is also the same of the animal, and but the chazanish, the Shulchan Aruch holds not that way. So not everyone agrees to the Ran clearly. The first mechaber in Taruvus is saying chelev b'basar has been mishen amino. So maybe then the Chazanish kasha comes back. Yeah.
Even if you understand this, then how do you interpret the Gemara? The Gemara says, Whereas min b'mino is batel, it's not chatishim.
Is min b'mino.
So first of all, it's not obshir derabanan. That works well because shishim is derabanan when it comes to min b'mino. Right, that works well. Right, alzal b'shir derabanan is a shir derabanan because it's only shishim on a min b'mino. So that's derabanan. That's good. Then it says, oh, the chatishir asim b'natayr. But if it's min b'mino, it's not chat. Why is it chatishir? It's batel.
Therefore, since Hatshir is a din deraisa, so therefore we have to follow the din deraisa on the din deraisa. No, but the first thing was that Hatshir is a din deraisa, right? So then the first thing,
Well,
he's saying,
Altishim
is Shishim Drabanan.
But Shishim here is Drabanan because it's
Mimimim. Shishim Drabanan. For old, Chatzishir.
But it's only Chatzishir when it's. No, but it's Bittel Barobu.
And Hami, that's the Mitzis of the case, but since the Gezerah of Shishim Drabanan is Alt the Dindaraisa of Shishim, and Chatzishir is Dindaraisa, therefore we have to follow the Dindaraisa.
I understand.
The
thing is, it's Dindaraisa. I understand. What does one Dindaraisa do with the other Dindaraisa? They made a din derabanan.
Means shishim, not sloshim.
Right, but chatzishir asur min ha-teira means that if I have kachos min kazayis, it's still asur. There's no malchus.
It's certain.
No, if you eat a chatzishir chelev,
yeah. Listen.
But if you eat chelev, then I'm about
to... Let's go. So if mimimino, if you're saying it's a den of mimimino, so you're saying that it's a din min mina, so after the bittul, it's only a derabon. Right. Well, maybe that's why he didn't like that pshat. To me, maybe I saw this someplace, the pasha pshat in the Gemara is that it's just saying what it was before it fell in. In other words, you want to get an isser of Chatzishir, in other words, we started off before it fell in, it was a Chatzishir that fell in. So you remate this Chatzishir. So that's why he called. Maybe in a Hanami, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it becomes a Shir Shalom. But he's saying that, there was, maybe the Jewish is just saying what it was before it fell in. Before it fell in, it was a Chatzishir.
But who said that he argued on it? Like, oh, you should know that you have a mistaken presumption. This is not the
Rabbanan. You wanted to.
This
is the Raisa. There is.
When Ravashi is telling his son.
There is a Hamamina that Chachachashir the Rabbanan.
Altaz Alza Bashir the Rabbanan. He was Mekel Beshloshim. So he says, Altaz Alza Bashir the Rabbanan. Because he thought originally that Chachachashir is a Din the Rabbanan. So he says, Altaz Alza. Even by the Rabbanans. And then Chatzishir, but here it was started off as an Issa Daraisa. Maybe just a simple pshat to me, this whole thing, I mean, it could be a source someplace, is that they're just saying from the perspective of what it was before it fell in.
That's just something that's been mentioned.
Yeah.
If you say it's Min B'mino, then how do you...
And even B'mino is before it fell in, meaning... they thought originally Chatzishir is a Din Derabanan, and now they say Chatzishir is Chatzishir is a Min HaTorah. Chatzishir is an Issur Min HaTorah. So we're dealing with something that's Ikro Min HaTorah.
Even though
it becomes, yeah. So I'm not so convinced that the whole question is the, I don't know, think about it. In other words, what the Gemara really meant to say. Then, there's another pshat. Rabbi Willig said over a pshat on his own. Rabbi Willig said in one of the summers, I wasn't there that summer, in Mor HaShakolim. I was there, I wasn't there in 82 and 83. So one year they learned Chulim, one year they learned Menachas. So those summers, so he wanted to say over a Chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Willig. That he wanted to say that even though Rabbeinu Tam Shita that is this hapech it's only if a kazayis falls in, so then we look at every kazayis that you, and since there's tam, that every kazayis you eat of the food is like a kazayis of issa. But if the thing that generates is only a chatzi shir, then a chatzi shir can't generate more than a chatzi shir of issa. Chatzi shir can't generate because the only thing, in other words, it can't generate more than it is. If a kazayis would fall in, then we say every kazayis you eat is like a kazayis issa, even though you're not eating kazayis issa. And that's, I think, the Ben Yaakov says, put himself in the place, he seems to say that as well. In the second hour on page, I think the Ben Yaakov on page 26. So the Sarakloba came into Bola Rakh and Chatzi Zayis Bosser, Afra Benetam Moda Deikan Malkus. Kim Yolom Loy Isser Kishir. That if it's only a Chatzi Kazayis, a Chatzi Kazayis can't generate a kazayis. And then I think the Ben Yaakov points out that the Prima Gadim seems to argue on page 27, because he says the Efshel Lemeisei Lidei Yisur Torah the Yivashlam Yitei Tam the Heta Nepach Lissav Havel Yishir Sholem. In other words, because once you cook it, then it becomes a Shir Sholem. So it seems, as I think the Ben Yaakov points out, that this Chiddush of Rabbi Willig from the early 80s is, I think the Ben Yaakov points out, is totally in the placey in the Prima Gadim. Whether if you have a Chatzi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, assuming that Rabbeinu Tam holds the Sapek, say up to Shishim, if a Chatzi Shir falls in and you eat a Kazayis of food, which incorporates part Isser, part Heter, but there was never a kazayis of Isser in the pot, is it shaykh to get malchus or not? And that's what Rabbi Willig thought. Maybe that's the yishuv of Rabbeinu Tam to the Chazanish's kasha. And then I think in the Ben Yaakov points out that chiddush is gufa machlokis between the placey and the Prima Gadim. And then there's also a famous Rash in Tful Yom. You take a look on page 31, where he says there's no Chatzi Shir B'Taruvus. That's his famous piece. We're not going to spend time on it now. It's on page 32. The Chatzi Shir Asim B'Torah only Be'en. The Chatzi Shir Asim B'Torah is only Be'en. Because you eat a ben, the way some explain, like Rav Shechter explained, some explain is because you eat a ben, you machshiv it. So even though you're eating chatzi shir, you machshiv it. But if you're eating it together with other things, then you're not machshiv it. Okay, so think about the kasha. If you think, you know, Chazon Ish thought it was an unanswerable kasha. And then we have this idea what Rabbi Willig said, and then we have the idea of perhaps that the Gemara is only speaking about based on what it was before. Then you have the idea, I think Ben Yaakov says, that maybe Chelev and Basar are Mimbamino, and then Mimela, the Kasha, wouldn't be a Kasha. So these are, yeah, it's good we did it now. It's good advice again. Yeah, okay, I don't know. Rabbi Givager has the same, a similar Kasha on Rashi to that Chazon Ish asked on the Rabbeinu Tam. Because there's a Rashi on page 20 that says if a nazir takes a pas and he takes bread and dips it into the wine, even though it's not a full kazayis of wine. So that's what Rashi says. So he asked the Kasha and Rashi, Tamuli, the same Kasha the Chazon Ish asked on Rabbeinu Tam, so to speak, he's asking in Rashi. Because the Gemara says, Beferish, In other words, because it seems to Rashi that even Rashi and Nazir, that even if it's a chatzi kezayis of yayin that goes into the whole kezayis of pas, and you just eat the kezayis of pas, then the Nazir gets malchus. So he says, in Tom Kiker. So he says, how could it be? The Gemara calls that a chatzi kezayis. So I think the Ben Yaakov points out this kasha also. He leaves his Betzar Chiyin. So one of the answers, so not all the answers that are Rabbi Willig's answer would be Shaykh, or the answer that we said that it's Gemara starts talking about what it was from before. The answer of the Chalev and Basar being Menecha, I think that Ben Yaakov says obviously wouldn't be Shaykh over here. But the same kasha that the Chazanish asked on the Rabbeinu Tam from that sugya, Rabbi Kivager asks on Rashi with the same Gemara and the same kasha. So maybe you got to think about it. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean what it is after the fact. Maybe the Gemara is just speaking about what it was before the fact. Okay. Yeah. Okay, everyone. So we got it. There's enough to think about. There's food for thought here. You can bring the packet into the sukkah, and you know in the sukkah you get more havana in the sukkah. You know the shechina shoira in the sukkah. So you get, you know, the Rabbeinu Bachaya says that sukkah is beloshon avi milka v'avi yiska by Sarah. Yiska means socha beruach hakodesh. So the same thing where the sukkah that Rabbeinu Chaya says is, you know, you get some ruach hakodesh in the sukkah. You know, you have to think things through. Go into the sukkah. It's a good place to, you know, there's kedusha, chal shem shemayim, sukkah beruach hakodesh. So it gives you some. Okay, so couple of things. So let me wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova. You should have a good Gemar Shior. And so it's good we finished it. We had this full packet today. And it's something to think about. And as Hashem, the Monday after Isruchag. Isruchag is on a Wednesday, so we're not going to have Shior that day, even though maybe we should, but the Maisa, we're not. So, And then yeshiva, I think, starts officially on Thursday, and then the following Monday we'll come back. Maybe we'll sing a little bit, as Hashem, and we'll come back. So we have, how many shiurim did we have so far of Yoredeus?
The original was two, then there's one A.
So we had seven shiurim. So yeah, so it's something to chazer. It's a chaticha ruyas iskabed, as we'll learn later this year. So, Bez Hashem, as I told you, it piles up. So, if you do now's a good time to stop a little bit, do Chazara. We did a lot of things. Kuftes, Tzariches, things like that. It's a good time to do some Chazara. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, have a Gemar Chasima Tovah.